So here we are in the control room of the Highways Agency. It's the regional control centre at Avonmouth, just alongside the motorway, hidden away. You don't see it as you drive past, but it is here and it is watching you. And I'm with Tia Howarth.
I'm the regional control centre operations manager in the southwest, and I'm responsible for the control room.
So what are we seeing here? There's a bank of screens in front of us.
The screens that you're looking at will be showing key locations on the motorway network that we would like to keep an eye on and make sure that the traffic is running smoothly. The operators in the control room at the moment are looking at the screens to check and see if there's any incidents. They'll be looking proactively to ensure that there's no build-up of congestion, to look and see if they need to do anything with that, make sure that they can set signs appropriately should they need to. They'll also be responding reactively to incidents that are happening, ensuring that they can effectively manage that incident.
And of course, we see your patrol cars out there on the motorways. Some of these major routes are actually patrolled permanently, aren't they, by your traffic officers?
Yes, that's right. We patrol the M4, the M5, the M32 and the A38.
And other roads are not patrolled, but you still have a function there, don't you? You're still coordinating the action on those roads too.
That's right. The Highways Agency has responsibility for some parts of the all-purpose trunk road network. And although we don't patrol them actively, we are responsible. We do have the kind of one-stop shop approach, and we will liaise very, very closely with the police and our contractors that work on our behalf in that area.
Important to state, though, this isn't a call centre. This is a control room, isn't it?
That's right. It is a control room. We do have certain functions that we need to make sure happen. The signs and signals need to be set within a certain period of time, very quickly and very safely. We don't take volumes of calls in the control room. We do take calls from police, fire and ambulance, the emergency roadside telephones on the side of the motorways and all-purpose trunk roads. We take those here in the control room. I think it's fair to say that we're very, very conscious that the economy relies on the road network, and so that we have the available people in the right places at the right time to ensure that we can deliver a very good service.
How good is that service in your view? There's a lot of criticism, for instance, isn't there, of the matrix signs, you know, much vaunted things, very expensive to install. Do they really work?
Yes, they definitely work. We have a huge amount of experience as experts in the traffic management field. We've been going for 10 years and we've built up a huge amount of knowledge. The signals that we set within the control room are very reactive to incidents and proactive to congestion that we may be looking at and seeing at on the network, and that the travelling public may not quite see at the stage that they're at, but they will be seeing further down the route. So they're very, very relevant to what's happening at that particular time.
And new systems, of course, currently being installed at the M4, M5 junctions, that massive amount of work that's been going on there for, it seems, years now. But that will make a real difference to a bit of a bottleneck, will it?
The M4, M5, what's called managed motorway section, will alleviate the commuter congestion early mornings and late evenings. The control room here will be monitoring that very, very closely to make sure that it's an effective use of government spend, really. It's a huge amount of money to ensure that we've got the roads running better and safer.
How reliable is the information on those matrix signs, though? I know you've got this thing called the Midas loops in the road. What do they do?
Yeah, the Midas loops, people will see the reactions to the Midas loops. They'll see 40s and they'll see 50s and 60s displayed with a message saying queue caution or queue ahead. It's an automatic setting. They're very, very reliable. They have detectors in the road. They will measure the speed of the vehicle. Sometimes they'll go off effectively if a slow-moving vehicle goes over it. And some people will say, well, that's not a queue. Well, you're right, it's not a queue, but it is a slow-moving vehicle. So the signs are telling you to slow down because something is going to be ahead of you. So they're very, very good for that. They will detect the queues ahead of you to enable you to slow down sufficiently so that you're not going to come upon stop traffic very suddenly and have to react very quickly.
Yeah, so drivers sometimes are their own worst enemies, I guess, aren't they?
Certainly, we do see things where people run out of fuel on the motorway. I think it's advisable to check your fuel levels before you leave and check your fuel levels. As you're going along, we do come across lots of people that have broken down due to running out of fuel. We do see lots of bicycles in the carriageway. There's lots of reports of bikes in the carriageway. So again, we'd advise people to make sure that they're securely strapped onto the vehicles before they head off, and also check as well when they stop off at services or stop for a break to check those. Again, top boxes, that's quite a popular one during the summer period, to see those come open and personal possessions flying across the motorway. And as much as it seems quite funny to see that, it's actually a very serious obstruction in the carriageway.
And I guess it can also be very dangerous for your traffic officers, because they sometimes get the task of clearing that stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous for the travelling public that that has to come across these possessions. You know, they're an obstruction, they're debris, effectively. The traffic officers will be deployed to that from here in the control room. They will attend that incident, they will clear it up. And in the process of that, the operators here will also be setting signs to notify the travelling public that there's something ahead of them.
And that's an important part of your role as well, isn't it, is making sure that the information about road queues and so on gets disseminated.
We deal very tactically here in the control room, so we will set signs tactically to the incident and the queues and the congestion. The National Traffic Operations Centre in the West Midlands will set strategic messaging, and they will set information around travel time. So they set travel time signals across the motorway network.
And they're the ones also who put up those general messages on the matrix signs, and, you know, think bike, don't drink and drive, all
that
stuff.
That's right, they set the campaign messages effectively.
But when there's an incident, you can override that?
That's right, yes, we can override that. We have a higher priority in the message setting, so anything that could be debris or traffic collision, we'll be able to set a sign that's more appropriate at that stage for the travelling public.
So we're looking at this bank of screens at the moment. It's fascinating, of course, and we can see, for instance, seems to be an incident there on the M4 quite nearby. It looks like your officers are at the scene coordinating that particular incident. What do you reckon is going on there? It looks like is that a breakdown or?
It does. It looks like a breakdown within the roadworks area of the managed motorways.
And that's a very difficult aspect of your work, isn't it? Because where there are roadworks, of course, incidents become even more difficult and more likely to happen and more difficult to manage, I guess.
I would say that in that particular section we do have very, very good recovery. Part of the roadwork schemes would incorporate a recovery service for the travelling public. It's no extra cost for them because it's within a major roadwork scheme. It is planned that it's likely, because it's quite a big scheme, that we will have a significant amount of breakdowns in that region. And so they're removed very, very quickly so that the safety of the workforce is not compromised, and the safety of the traffic officers and the travelling public is not compromised either.
Well, indeed, in the time that we've been in here, we've seen two vehicles put onto the back of lorries and removed, and the traffic still flowing quite freely. So that takes some coordinating, doesn't it?
It does. I've got my back to the screen, actually. You're facing it, so I didn't see that. But very good service.
Well, I'm pleased to report they were very quick on the uptake.
Thank you.
One of the things that gets people very aerated, of course, is when the motorway is actually closed. But there's always a really good reason for that, isn't there?
Yes, people do get frustrated with lengthy closures. The majority of reasons for these closures are around critical incidents, and we would say a critical incident is possibly a fatality. This will be a police-led incident until the traffic management side at the tail end of the incident is handed over to the Highways Agency. During that process, what we try to do is make sure that the closure goes on very, very quickly, very smoothly and very safely, and that the information to the travelling public gets out as quickly as possible. We from the control room pass that to our National Traffic Operations Centre. As I said, they look at the more strategic overview on behalf of the Highways Agency, and they make sure that information is disseminated in many different ways. One, to make sure that the media is aware of that and they can disseminate that how they wish. And the Highways Agency information line always is a very good source of information. We also have Traffic England on our website, so people can go on and they can see how the roads are flowing, you know, if there's any accidents, incidents, and perhaps which routes to avoid. Liaise very, very closely with our stakeholders, police, fire and ambulance, as I said earlier, and we make sure that we try to effect openings as quickly as possible. We will support our police partners in making sure that we've got closures on as quickly as possible, but that we also take them off as quickly as possible to ensure that the travelling public can continue on their journey.
So, for instance, for people in business, the logistics companies, the couriers, can actually plan another route.
That's right. The National Traffic Operations Centre, they disseminate information through a number of different ways. One is an email service that goes to hauliers and media, so they can plan around that. I must reiterate that we do think very, very carefully about making sure that the road is opened as quickly as possible. And again, I reiterate that the economy relies on the roads running as often as possible and as safely as possible.